Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning, Dean.
Howdy.
Let's get an update here on Ann Wilson, and this is kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah, sad story. Ann Wilson from the group Heart, one of the great rock and roll bands of the 70s and 80s. They were touring, for the summer. They had planned on doing an extensive North American tour, and all of it was put on hold yesterday when it was announced that Ann Wilson is undergoing surgery and treatment for cancer. They did not say what kind of cancer. They did not say what level of cancer that it is, only that she had cancer and that she'll be undergoing chemotherapy. She did release a statement, though, saying this is merely a pause. I've got much more to sing. So we'll keep our fingers crossed for her. She also canceled shows last May with what was called a time-sensitive but routine procedure. So we don't know if that's related to this, but as of right now, the heart tour is put on hold. Pink also, by the way, canceled the show, a series of shows. They did not say why, only that it was doctor's orders. And so hopefully she'll be back up and running. She's scheduled to be at Soldier Field, in flying all over Soldier Field, as she does in her shows. Now the holder of the greatest concert I've ever seen in my life, after I saw her at Wrigley Field last year. Hopefully she'll be okay and still be able to perform come August at Soldier Field.
Hopefully. About the greatest concert you've ever seen, huh?
Yeah, well, it was Tina Turner. That was, she held, and Tina Turner's concerts are still fantastic, but Pink is amazing. I mean, singing live during the whole thing, but also she gets on those, they're not bungee cords exactly, but she gets on these wires, and she was flying all over Soldier Field from the stage, which was at the scoreboard, all the way up to the upper decks.
It's like Cirque du Soleil.
And all over, it was unbelievable watching her singing live while doing all of this. I can't imagine anybody coming close and topping anything like that.
Yeah, now that Tina Turner is gone, the next best thing, are we going to get to see that show again? I mean, we saw it in London. The woman who played Tina Turner was fabulous.
Yep, sure was. Sure was. That's where I saw it, too. It was here in Chicago.
Yeah.
But I happened to be in London and have the night off, and that Tina Turner's story of her life and her career is amazing. They don't have any plans on bringing it back to Chicago right now, but let that be a word to theatrical producers. Bob Surratt has said that he wants to see a musical.
Bring it back immediately before he changes his mind.
These are words which are not spoken very often. Take heed.
What was this about Melissa Etheridge and what she said about David Crosby?
Now, this is so icky and weird. It was widely publicized when David Crosby became a sperm donor for Melissa Etheridge, and Melissa Etheridge did have a child for which David Crosby is the biological father. In fact, he's biological father for two of her children. In a new interview in People magazine, Melissa Etheridge revealed that David Crosby apparently was a sperm donor for quite a few people. He was just, helping people out who were not able to have children. And so they're a little half David Crosby kids running around. If you see a little child with a giant mustache, you will know that that may be one of David Crosby's biological children.
Helping people out, huh?
And people, you know, it's the Wally Phillips syndrome. It's people helping people you just never thought it would be like this.
Thank goodness Wally can't hear his name used in that context. And this is interesting. The new Superman movie will feature somebody who is connected to a very familiar Superman, Dean.
Very much so. It sounds like Superman is in our newsroom. Oh, now it got quiet.
Of course, yeah.
A minute ago, there was like screaming and yelling. There were some professional wrestlers in here beating up one of our producers, which...
Just another day at this TV station.
I think we may have sort of intentionally planned that to beat up this one particular producer. But yes, the new Superman movie is...
Do you smell what The Rock is cooking?
That's kind of like what it looked like right now. And I didn't need to see any of our producers without their shirts on, but it's something I'm never going to be able to unsee. The... new Superman movie is being made in Cleveland right now. And the actor that is playing Superman in this particular movie is a young actor by the name of David Corenswet. This is the role, of course, made famous on television by George Reeves. And then in the movies from 1978 to 87 by Christopher Reeve. With those four movies, which are landmarks. But now in this new movie, the role of Superman goes to this new young actor, but in a small role playing a television reporter will be Christopher Reeve's now 32-year-old son, Will. Hmm. Will Reeve. So he'll have a role as a reporter in the movie. It was also revealed that there's going to be a new documentary coming out in September on the life and career of Christopher Reeve and this new Superman movie. It's not going to be out for a year. July 2025 is when the Man of Steel flies again.
Tell me this story about Nick Cannon is just an urban legend.
I wish I could do this. Nick Cannon, famously, of course, has, what, like 13 kids, something like that now? It's something that's crazy. So Nick Cannon yesterday said in an interview that, singers ensure their vocal cords, their throats. Athletes, ensure parts of their body which are critical to them performing their jobs. And Nick Cannon has revealed that he has insured, let me see if I can find that amount, $10 million. He has insured for $10 million his private parts.
Hey, of course
hey,
he has.
Hey, now. He said that it seems as though that is a critical part of his body. And he just wants to make sure that if anything goes wrong, that he is compensated properly for it. Correction, he only has 12 children, not 13.
Makes
a big difference.
Is he still
going
to insure his private parts?
Still insuring everything down there for... how do you call you? I can just imagine calling my insurance man and going, listen, I had this idea of something I want to get insured. Can you give me a quote?
They're real and they're spectacular.
All right. Just calm down.
Apparently, enjoy your breakfast, everyone.
What's on television this week?
It's all about Eddie Murphy this week. The new Beverly Hills Cop movie is out. It's called Beverly Hills Cop Axel F. And Eddie Murphy is back playing Axel Foley again. He's back in Beverly Hills. Also returning with him from the original movie, Judge Reinhold, John Ashton, Paul Reiser, and Bronson Pinchot. New additions to this movie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Kevin Bacon. I haven't actually seen this movie yet, But I'm hearing good things about it, so that might be a fun addition for your home video viewing. There's also Emma Roberts in a new film that's called Space Cadet that debuted. Oh, Beverly Hills Cop, by the way, is on Netflix right now. Space Cadet on Amazon Prime starts tomorrow, about a former party girl who decides she wants to become an astronaut. There is the Japanese animated fantasy called The Imaginary that's on Netflix starting on Friday, a new documentary series called Sprint that follows elite runners from around the world competing for the 100-meter gold medal. Oh, this could have been the David Crosby story on Netflix. A group of mothers track down and stop a serial sperm donor in the movie called Man with a Thousand Kids.
There you go.
And there's a new reality competition, season 3 of Barbecue Showdown, that is on Netflix. And for the kids, nothing hotter for the kids than Bluey. On Disney Plus, there are some new mini episodes. They're called Minepisodes that are available for the kids. Bluey on Disney Plus. Yeah, so lots of viewing, but Eddie Murphy is the one. That's the kind of the pick of the week.
You know, we were talking here a week or two ago about those themed popcorn buckets at the movies.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a story today about AMC, and their admissions are down almost 20% from 2018 pre-pandemic. But food, beverage, and other sales, and that other is includes themed popcorn buckets, which tend to cost about $30, are keeping those numbers up. And I guess we're going to see more of this because the movie studios get licensing fees from that as well, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. And I thought when they first announced this, I thought in my typical curmudgeonly way, that's crazy. Who's going to spend that much money for a popcorn bucket? They were attacking the concession stands, the people trying to get one of these things. They wanted some of the merch to go along with it. The first time that I saw them was with a Dune Part 2, but there have been other versions of them themed to other movies now, and they are selling like hotcakes. Which, if you were to buy hotcakes at a concession stand, they would cost about $50. But
yeah, well, the Dune popcorn bucket, I guess, prompted an all-time spike in sales at the concession counter, and they're reselling those buckets on, without the popcorn, on eBay for $50 to $130.
That's so crazy to me. I mean, it's, I'm glad to see people are going to the movies. I'm glad they're excited about something. I could never imagine myself, to each their own. I could never imagine myself. It kills me when I get a bottle of water and I have to pay $5 or $8 for a bottle of water, which I think I did the other day. And that, and then, like the Carasota Icon Theater can't even stay open.
Yeah,
the theater chain in the South Loop, where I've seen thousands of movies in that theater. We did red carpets there. I mean, it was a thriving place to go to see movies downtown and in the South Loop. And they couldn't even stay open. Yet people are buying $30 popcorn buckets. Yeah. I don't understand.
Maybe some other theater company will come in and open that up again. What's cooking on TV today?
Doing some really cool side salads for your 4th of July celebration. One of the recipes that Eva Longoria gave us, watermelon and feta and tomato salad. We've got a delicious lemon pasta salad, and also a potato salad with barbecued ribs that are part of the mixture. I can't think of anything better than potato salad and barbecued ribs all mixed together in one. They're not mixed together, but they're served together. So some good side salads today.
Hope you have some wet naps. Yeah. Enjoy the holiday.
See you.
Thank you, Dean.